flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
going back again. To perceive essential is skylark. The poet is talking with the bird. What objects are the fountain of thy happy strain? What fields or waves or mountains? What shapes of sky or plain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? With thy clear keen joyance, languor cannot be, shadow of annoyance. Never come near thee, thou lovest, but never knew love's sad satiety. Waking or asleep, thou of death must deem things more true and deep than we mortals dream, or how could thy notes flow in such crystal stream? We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then, as I am listening now. The poet's heightened consciousness. The poet's depiction of the reality of this world and the nature of human mind, which is always searching for something which is not existing. We look before and after and pine for what is not. We yearn for those things which are not present. The grass is always greener on the other side. We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Even when we laugh, actually we are not laughing. We are covering up the sorrow. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. An English philosopher says, I laugh, I smile, Otherwise, I'll start crying. There's so much sorrow within. I'm trying to cover up that sorrow, that suffering. With thy clear skin, joy and languor cannot be. The shadow of annoyance never come near thee. Thou lovest but never knew love's sad satiety. The poet is talking with the bird, but objects are the fountain of the happy stream. What field, what plain, what mountain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? We are so much loaded with sorrow and suffering that the happiness is escaping. The life has become a burden. Everybody is just dragging. Nobody is alive here. Nobody is dead. They are just pushing. Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine. I have never heard praise of love or wine that panted forth blood of rapture so divine. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know, such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. The poet is continuously talking with the bird, the songbird. And every stanza, every line is depicting the misery of human life and the joy that is transcending this life and how to reach that. Definitely the poetry must have been written in a deep state of consciousness, in the bodiless state, like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun, the poet says. It's a bodiless joy. In the golden lightning of the sunken sun, over which clouds are brightening, thou dost float and run like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. So this analogy depicts something more than just the lyrics. This is not a poem but a song. This is not a song but the outpouring of a depressed, suppressed mind. The desire of the moth for the star. Devotion to something afar from the sphere of our sorrow. Shelley says that in some other poem. Today's Murli talks about celebration. The occasion is of Holi. The whole life is a cosmic joke. A grand orchestra. And you are born to dance, to sing, to the tune of the divine. You are not here to sit down and cry. You are not here to regret, to repent, to be sorrowful. The entire existence is rich. Why this beggary in the opulence of the existence? Rejoice, sing, dance, eating, singing, dancing, and meditating. This is the definition of Holi. You sing, you dance, you eat, you meditate. You are the creator of your reality. And you are the master of your destiny. Sing, dance, rejoice, So this Murli has got, is heavily loaded with metaphors and similes. It's simple and yet complicated, because the author, the speaker, is not revealing in clear-cut terminology what you have to do. He's saying you are swans. He's saying you pick only pearls. The language is abstract, complex. He is giving examples of this world. You are holy swan. Don't enter the duck pond. It's the puddle of illusion. Stay in your own glory. And Baba is saying that Baba is priding himself of getting you. Every time he sings of our glory and our praise and our fortune, this time he is singing about his own fortune. I am so fortunate to get you. Have you got any, is there any such father in the world? The most fortunate father in the world. How is that terminology? I am fortunate I got you. I am fortunate because you exist. I am fortunate because you are. I am fortunate because your presence is the blessing. So he is priding himself. So the first point from today's Murli, that you are holy swan. The second is, you don't eat anything. You have got pearls, diamonds. That's your food. Third is this water gun or spray of love. The spiritual spray gun. A meditative person automatically becomes a spiritual water gun, sprinkling love everywhere. Spiritual colors, color of love, color of powers, color of virtues. Baba said, you are spiritual rose. The rose is saying to the thorn, you keep pricking, I'll keep spreading fragrance. To prick is your job, to spread fragrance is my job. Baba said, you have that indelible tilak. This tilak is not makeup, but this tilak is a wake-up call or symbol or sign. You sport a tilak and you move around. Baba said, this holy means you have this divine union, auspicious Mangal Milan. You become the garland around the father's neck. You become a brilliant pearl. Your brilliance is equivalent, is more than the 1,000 bulbs. And then he's talking about bonfire. How do you celebrate Holi? So there is a matchstick and the woods are needed, dry woods. What are those woods? Waste thoughts? Weak thoughts? Thoughts thoughts of sanskar of carelessness. Fourth, sanskars of effort. Sanskars of war, battle, struggle. These are the five dry roots. Burn them with the matchstick of determined thought or practice. And you also need a phosphate. You also need the connection. So when you are connected with the Father, you can burn your old, the existing belief systems, the past tendencies, the past proclivities, the past habits, the past addictions, the regrets. The unwanted, the unnecessary, the waste, the stupid, the nonsense, the dirty, the ugly. That's the real holy. Burn the dry root woods of carelessness, struggle, sanskars of war, weak thoughts, waste thoughts. So that's the holy. And the next, the fruit. The fruit of bhakti is knowledge or love. Eat that. To eat this fruit is to celebrate holy. The next is master. You are the master, almighty authority. Everything should come to you automatically, easily, sahaj. Why make efforts? Why struggle? You are having eternal union with the divine, sada suhagin, with those 16 ornaments, shringars. You are eternally fortunate. And you are celebrating all the time. Singing, dancing, eating, meditating. Sprinkling rose water, gulab basi, and getting colored. This color is very good. You remain colored with this color all the time. The more color you get, the more hued you are. The more dyed you are in this spiritual color, the better it is. So these are the 16 points from today's Murli. What you have to do. The first thing is visualize that you are sprinkling with that water gun. Baba said, I am getting, you have got your eyes and your forehead as a water gun or the spray gun. You are sprinkling love. And I sprinkle unto you powers. You become powerful when I sprinkle those 8 powers unto you. Ashta Shakti. The second task is self tilak ceremony. The moment you get up in the morning, apply an invisible tilak. Whenever you get time, apply. And become a self-styled king. You sport a tilak. And as I said, this tilak is not the mark of makeup, but the mark of wake up. It's a wake up call. It's the awareness. It is the alertness. It is, you are not sleeping. Not unconscious or in coma or semi-conscious. Beat to beat, time to time, moment to moment awareness. Jagran. That is spirituality. The third is self-reflection exercise. Think of all the woods you are carrying with you. Dry root woods. Ignite and burn them. You can write on a page of paper your weaknesses, difficult to remove sanskars, mentally burn them or actually burn them or flush them or put them into a balloon and see them fly away, or tear the papers and throw in the dustbin. You can take help of visualization or create a plan to get rid of a particular habit, a sanskar, a difficult sanskar, a tough sanskar, something which you are trying but it is not going away. Some new plan, some new strategy, some new approach. Somebody is addicted to smoking, somebody is addicted to alcohol. In the similar manner, here somebody is addicted to past limiting belief system. Somebody is addicted to Google, to internet. Somebody is addicted to a person. Somebody is addicted to a particular habit. Habit of crying, habit of getting angry, habit of sulking, complaining. Habit of wasting time, habit of procrastination. Habit of laziness, carelessness, anything. Dry woods, burn them. See them burning. The flames are arising. Enjoy. This is the real holy. This is the real burning of the burning of holy. The worldly people celebrate for 2 days. You celebrate eternally. There is a celebration, but there is a loss. Here there is benefit. Advantage. You get extra mileage. So that's the second point. And the third, design a spiritual rose as shown on the in the picture. Baba said, you are the spiritual roses. You are the rose. Those people they offer rose, they offer flowers. You are pushp, you are the flower, the fragrant flower. So spread the fragrance. So design a spiritual rose, that is the first thing, one thing. Apply an invisible tilak multiple times. Create a water gun, spiritual pichkari. And self-reflection exercise is burning the old, burning the past, burning the waste, burning the unwanted, burning that what is ugly, dirty, murky. Becoming a spotless flower, becoming a holy swan, becoming a spiritual rose, becoming a radiant pearl, a diamond, and that's what is spiritual holy. Om Shanti.